Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. The clock has started.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Cast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we have DK back with us. Welcome, DK.
Thanks, Nate.
Hey, you're still on. That's good. You figured out how to use your phone. I'm proud of you.
I did.
Okay.
Did.
You're supposed to be in the office with me, sitting right here next to us, but we couldn't get that one to work out this time.
It's virtual. I'm virtually sitting there next to you.
It's old school. It's Ma Bell. We're on the telephone.
No, well, yeah.
Younger people don't know who Ma Bell is.
I don't think that exists anymore, actually, at all.
Really?
Just pieces of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure parts of it are still out there. It was a massive organization. Okay. Dennis, hey, in-house. We have Mr. Greg Walsh today.
At the Smalls World Broadcasting Headquarters.
That's right. The World Broadcasting Headquarters. I like that. I like the way you say that. It's all about how you say things, right?
Greg Walsh, the man, the mystery, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. So Greg
is
here representing the SFA, Space Force Association, correct?
Yes.
Welcome, Greg.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So Greg's new role... About a year now, he's the new National Director of Events for the Space Force Association.
So, Nate, that's actually really huge. So I don't know. Well, actually, you do remember. So Greg doesn't know this. But, Greg, our very first podcast we did, which was, I think, 3 years ago now, around this time, was with the then newly formed Space Force Association president, and it was literally him, and they had not really got things going yet. And here we are 3 years later, and you are the national events director.
I know.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like that was, you guys were nothing.
We never did believe hippie.
It's been quite the adventure. Yeah. I mean, we're still growing. So, a lot of growing pains, but trying to put a lot of foundation and, structure to the organization. And we've kind of focused on that over the last year.
And to be fair, though, you guys started with one, but you also had a big push from the Air Force side, right, to help you guys out.
Yes.
To generate the Space Force Association.
Yeah. Well, Air Force Association.
Go ahead.
Well, like I say, you were the Air Force Association, and then you split out of that, and that kind of helped you to have like a foundation at least to kind of kick things going.
Actually, we didn't come out of that. I think we had some people that had AFA experience, the AFA decided they would expand and address Space Force needs as well. But we felt like the Space Force needed its own dedicated association to, really help bring things to the Guardians, and we wanted to focus on the Guardians.
I think I was like member 10 or something like that.
Yeah, I think you were definitely.
I was very.
You were on before me.
Yes, I was. like I said, we were chatting with Mr. Hippie Wolf.
Yes.
When he first started this thing off, because we were just really kicking off the podcast, and Dennis, just to make sure that we're clear with our audience, that was in March 16th of 2020. Is when we performed that very first podcast, and Mr. Wolf was the one on that to talk about SFA.
Heck, that's almost 4 years ago now.
Actually, it wasn't even called SFA at the time.
No. It was still forming. So.
Yes, it was still forming. But, so anyone wants to listen to that, go out to our very first episode.
And I was going to say that they actually had a function. So I think Colorado Springs was the first chapter.
Yes.
And I can't remember the name. I want to say Fabrizio, but that's not the right name.
It's the Falzano.
Falzano chapter, mm-hmm. Yes. And they just had a networking event last night, which I apologize I missed. I was planning on going, but I've been working in our new digs up on Garden of the Gods here and haven't been able a chance to get over there. But so there's networking events. You guys host I guess I could ask you, let you talk. What are all the events you guys have been hosting? Because I know there's a lot of stuff happening.
So we now have chapters. Yeah, we now have chapters all over the country, in Texas, in California, in Florida, the Northeast, so D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Oklahoma, I think we even have one in Oklahoma now, and soon to have one in the Dakotas. So, it's been amazing to watch these chapters kind of just pop up, and that has been the challenge, right? They want to stand up, and the first thing they want to do is have some sort of event. So yes. I've had to lay in some groundwork and do that kind of thing to provide some structure, some guidance, some left or right bounds, helping them figure out the funding aspect to make sure that, they actually come out of that ahead rather than owe money.
Are you guys a 501c3?
We are. We're a 501c3.
C3, okay. Yeah. So funding is a little bit easier then. You can take donations and everything then.
Oh, absolutely. Nice. So that does help. But, each of those chapters have done different events. The DC chapter has been extremely active. I think they've had three or four different events. They've had a golf tournament. They've had some hosted dinner kinds of things. They've had speaking lunches, that kind of stuff. To help connect with the policymakers as well as, Space Force leadership. So, this organization really is about making sure that all aspects of what Guardians would need and things that will affect the Space Force are being addressed.
Okay. So your job. Go ahead, Dennis.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. No, after you.
After you. We're horrible at that. Now all the British people are going to be mad at us, or Australian, whatever that was. National Director of Events. So I just want to kind of understand what that means, right? Because it's a fairly new position, right?
Oh, yes. Within the last year.
Okay. So what, in general, break it down for a layman like me.
So just providing, again, the structure, the framework on how the Space Force Association sets up, schedules, runs, manages national-level events, but also provides the structure and information and support that's required for local events.
Okay. We talked.
So, for instance, what I was going to talk about was, I know you guys have had Guardian Industry Nights here, the gin events. You've had two of those now.
Yep.
Locally in Colorado Springs, and there is a big event, your first, I'd say, external major event is coming up in December in Florida, right?
Yes, that's really what we're here to talk about, and that's the Space Power Conference down in Orlando, the 12th and 13th of December.
So let's talk about it then.
What's that going to be about?
So it's the Space Force's, big annual conference. It's not sponsored by the Space Force. It's Space Force Association, but they, we get a lot of support from the Space Force leadership. So a lot of them will be in attendance to include General Saltzman. So, it won't be your typical conference. It won't be like Space Symposium. It won't be like the AFSCME event in D.C., Air and Space. This needed to be something different. So we've gone more experience-based. And a lot of the things that we're doing. We're still going to have speakers. We're still going to have panels. But there are interactive gaming kinds of things in spaces out on the event floor so that you can come in and get involved, sit right next to a Guardian and work in some sort of competition and go through that kind of thing. So we wanted to add a different element to it. And I think it's important, especially for the small businesses.
So what, I mean, why Florida?
It was good timing for senior leadership get together that Space Force was having in Florida was the bigger driver there.
Okay, because I'm like, the announcement was just made to keep Space Force in Colorado. I figured you guys would have the event here.
Well, I think, we know that the Space Symposium is here. We don't want to have something that might live in the shadow or be confused or anything else. So,
that's true.
You know, I think that was a factor in it, but it was more the opportunity of having a lot of, senior leadership in Florida at that time. There's a golf tournament associated with this thing. There's the T-minus 10 miler.
Nice.
It's going on.
And who doesn't want to be down in Florida, right? Go to Disney World for the weekend or something.
Absolutely.
Well, I think we do, Nate, and since we have the events guy here, yeah, maybe they could hook us up with, some freebies so we could go down there and be part of it and run a podcast.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, right?
I mean, yeah. We'll hit him up later.
We are heard nationally and worldwide, actually.
That's true.
That's right. So Greg, so this is like your first big event, right? This is and this is going to be like an annual biggie for you guys. Are you guys going to do anything else, or is this going to focus like for now? Just is this going to be your big event?
So this is our biggest event, and given that we're as young as we are as an organization, we don't want to bite off too much. I think you'll see that we will grow out and have more national level and even international level events as we, get our feet under us and get familiar with how to really run these. That was something we didn't want to take on too much and then not be successful, right? Especially with your inaugural annual event.
Yeah, you want to be successful. Yes. It doesn't have to be a huge success, but it has to be not a failure.
Exactly.
Right? Otherwise, you won't have the annual event anymore.
Right.
So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get some more details on the event itself, okay?
Perfect.
We'll be right back.
Business owners, looking for out-of-the-box solutions? Five Star Bank's Business Solutions Group is here to help you with all your financing needs. When you need a creative, innovative approach that goes beyond traditional solutions, think of Five Star Bank. We care about the growth of our local business community. With offices in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Trinidad, Five Star Bank is easy to find. Visit 5star.bank to connect with us today. That's the number 5, STAR.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to this week's Smallest Guys podcast. This week we have Greg Walsh with us from the Space Force Association, and we have Dennis on the phone.
Woo-hoo! Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, Greg, I did want to ask you, before we go back to the Space Power Conference, did I get the name right?
Yes.
I wanted to talk about the GINs, the Guardian Industry Nights, because I think you guys may not give it enough credit. I think that was actually your guys' first event, your major event. And from my perspective, and I wasn't able to go this year, I went to the first one last year. It was a huge success. And I know you brought some folks in. We were up at the UCCS campus doing some work. I had some events up there. And then we were actually down at the Peterson Space Force Base where they did some additional events and we had booths and all that kind of stuff. Where is that going? Is that going to, and then they actually had their own gin, which was pretty neat. But where is that going? Is that going to stay a foundational event for you guys? Or, and I want to advertise it a bit because I think there should be more external folks coming to that. It's not just for the Colorado, core here. It should really be a more national type event where we're bringing in, we had a lot of big names here, but not that that's important, but I think they had a lot of the warfighting community is here and they were all represented. And I think it was a good event. Is that still on your guys' docket as a primary player?
Absolutely. I think what you'll find is we want to continue that as a national level event and help it grow and bring in, as you said, organizations and, government folks from outside of Colorado that have some involvement in space. So we will definitely continue to do that. And I think, it really did help set a standard and a focus on the Guardians. And that, as I said, that's a big focus for us at SFA. not just the leadership, you know, those relationships are important, but, you know, having relationships down with the, at the Guardian level, understanding what they need, what the challenges are,
sure.
You know, what is it that SFA can do and help, you know, with industry, with education piece, you know, all of the various pieces with the policy aspects, you know, is oftentimes you don't really hear about the pain of a policy until you get down to a warfighter level. So,
Where the policies are actually having to be used.
Yes, exactly. Where they have the biggest impact, right?
Exactly.
Positive or negative.
Exactly, positive or negative.
Exactly. So, you know, I think those kinds of events, we're definitely going to keep going. I think what you'll see is, you know, we'll continue to have the GIN event annually. The local chapter here in Colorado will, you know, obviously play a big role in that, much like the Florida chapter is playing a really big role in leading some of the pieces for the Space Power Conference down in Orlando. So, you know, we're always going to rely on the local chapter wherever we're executing a national event to really help bring it together, but then pull in additional volunteers and resources from across the country to make it happen.
Nice. So let's talk. Are you done with your question, your line of questioning there, Dennis?
Where were you the night of Friday? No, just, yes, I am.
So let's talk more about the Space Power Conference then. The 12th and 13th of December in Orlando.
In Orlando.
Is it at a hotel? Or where are we
at? It's at the Orlando Convention Center.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Going big.
Big venue. You know, we're already starting to get the major sponsors that we need to, you know, have those big foundational anchor sponsors. But because this podcast is focused on small businesses and startups, you know, we need everybody. We definitely don't want to be the, you know, pay all attention to the big providers. Now, you know, I will be very candid in letting you know that, you know, this event is a large part of our annual fundraising for the other things that we need to do within the organization, you know. But keeping that in mind, we still want everybody involved, anybody that's got an interest in space or working in the space business. You know, we need you there. This is a large collective, and this is our first real opportunity on a national and international level because we've got some foreign participation as well, as far as government and some industry pieces coming in to be there. So, you know, we do need everybody. I think as you go to the site and it's, you know, Space Force Association Space Power Conference, If you Google that, you'll get to the right place, and we can you know, take a look at the different options. But even if you can't sponsor, do what you can to try and attend. I think, you know, what you're going to find is it's a different mix. You know, you're going to get a different set of opportunities to interact. You know, I know from years of going to the Space Symposium, you know, it's you know, it's a big deal, but you get all the little private rooms, and I'm sure there will be companies setting up private venues to bring people into and schedule meetings. But, you know, as a small business, you're going to get a different set of opportunities to meet with senior leadership all the way down to the Guardian that's actually running the mission operation that you're trying to support. So you're going to get the full breadth of engagement. And then all of the partners that are going to be there. You know, the Space Systems Command folks are going to be there talking about opportunities. The leadership's going to be there talking about the gaps and challenges and their priorities and focus. So it will be a good opportunity. But as I said, you're going to find yourself in venues and events associated with it that put you sitting right next to. It might be, you know, a major from the Space Systems Command that's a PM on an acquisition project.
You never know.
Right. It might
never
be the guy
turn down a conversation, right?
Exactly.
Dennis? We really need to get that book over to our publisher.
We do. Hey, so Greg, I don't want to put you on the spot about agenda because I don't know if you know, but are they going to have any type of small business sort of venue or place where they could highlight something that they do? So, for instance, the Space and Missile Defense Symposium, they started this a couple of years ago where there was actually an area there where a lot of small businesses set up booths, and then they had speakers come in. Is there opportunity for something like that there as well? Has that been set?
That has been set, and we will have that area on the exhibit floor with tables set up for, you know, specifically for startups and small businesses to come in and have a presence there. And then we are working to get various leadership, you know, on a schedule to come by and talk to the smalls and the startups.
Nice. So what other details can you tell us about the event? Like, what is it? Do you have a different tier if you want to be a sponsor or just attend? Or
oh, yeah. There are various tiers of sponsorship from, you know, what the big guys go with huge, you know, exhibit space on the floor and splashing their name all over the place. Sure. You know, so that's going to be there. But there are lots of opportunities for midsize and small businesses to come in and have, sponsor a particular piece of it. You know, you might sponsor a coffee station, you might sponsor a charging station kind of thing. There are lots of different options, and we're willing to talk to you. Nice. That's the other nice thing about this. You know, if you're looking at the information online and you're saying, I don't see anything, I ask that you reach out to us and let us know what you're looking for, because we'll be happy to try and figure that out. Exactly.
We're going to have like an ice cream bar or something.
Oh, I'm sure that will happen.
Nate, I was going to bring that up too. Apparently you and I both like the ice cream.
Well, it's because of the ice cream. It's not because of the booth babes.
I was like, oh, wait, we could do an ice cream stand.
Dude, I'm telling you, those are hugely popular. You go to any of these other events, look at the lines at the ice cream bar.
Always long.
Always long.
The free beer giveaways also line them up, too. But the ice cream, I think, is actually longer.
It's probably cheaper, too.
Yes.
Yes.
So Greg, I think this is actually really fortuitous and good timing on your part. And I don't know who coordinated this, you or Nate, but, you know, I have been putting out that conference is coming. I put it out in the newsletter. We'll help you guys advertise if you send us a slick sheet, or when you start putting it on LinkedIn, I'll grab stuff and we'll put that out as well through our networks. So gladly help. I am a fan of, and Nate and I both are, a huge fan of the Space Force Association. We want to get the word out. We want to get, like you said, if people have questions about the Space Force Association, your local chapters, how to reach the Space Force Association, you know, please reach out to the smalls, look at our newsletter, go to the websites. But Greg, how do they get a hold of you guys? Where does that happen at?
So there is a contact us piece on the registration site, you know, so you could use that. Or it's, you know, if you want to contact me personally, we're that size organization still. And it's greg.walsh@sfa.com.
And where's, when you say the registration site, where's that? Where do they go to get to that?
So that is, if they, you know, I can provide you guys with the link and all of that, but it's Space Force Association Space Power Conference. If you Google that, you'll get right to the registration page.
And isn't, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't the website like sfa.org?
It is .org, not .com. So thank you for that correction, because I wouldn't want to send people to the place.
Yeah. And so
that's been done before, White House and
comes
to mind.
Yes.
It probably is sfa.com.
Yeah.
I'm not looking it up at work.
sfa.org. Sorry.
.org.
Yes. .org.
And before we leave all these topics, I do want to mention one other thing. So SFA, as Greg has mentioned, is growing. They are looking for new membership. If you're involved with the space community, Space Force, any of the Space Force sub commands, you know, that this is the organization to belong to. And not only do they put on events, local chapter events, national events, but they also have a magazine. Greg, do you want to talk about some of the other things that you guys do?
Sure. So we, as you say, Dennis, we've got a publishing piece where we send out a magazine out to the community on various topics with articles by some of the space leadership, both government and industry. We've got a very large education push going at the moment with opportunities to get into more advanced college level space kinds of coursework, both on space itself, just the basics of space, but also to kind of help you get better connected with what the space industry is doing associated with that.
Excellent.
And they also do Space Force also does like a weekly, it's like a radio, it's not a podcast, yeah. Is it? It's a weekly, go ahead.
No, it is a podcast. There's a weekly podcast that goes out that our media folks put together. And as you get more involved with Space Force Association, there are opportunities to leverage that to help get word out about what you're doing.
Right. Right. And normally it's interviews with senior leadership within the Space Force. Yeah.
Yep.
And they publish, those are also on the website. If you go to the website, you can find those as well.
Right.
And again, they're very active. So if you are a small business and you are in the space community, or if you want to get in the space community, you're interested in finding out kind of what's going on. Again, the Space Force Association is a great place to get plugged in, to start gaining that knowledge. And then, you know, as the smalls we publish all the time, you know, go to these events, go to these networking events, start plugging into the larger ecosystem to help you network, collaborate, and grow. And these are the opportunities. This is one of the professional organizations out there that is like leading the pack as far as like making sure their events are out there, getting information out there. If you want to write for one of these periodicals, you can likely do that too. Just coordinate with them, I think is a great way to get that all in there. So lots of exciting stuff going on. I'm super excited. You know, I'm personally involved with the space community, and it's just, while it's frustrating in some ways because it's kind of not moving fast enough, it is an exciting time, I think, for the United States and the entire space industry, just stuff that's happening across the board.
100% agree, Dennis. It's funny you say it's not moving fast enough. When you actually look at it, it's probably moving two or three times faster than anything else out there right now. But it's still not fast enough, right? We got to learn how to move faster. Otherwise, we might as well all hang up our hats and let Elon take over.
I think there are opportunities because Space Force is so much smaller than the other branches of the service.
Right now.
They can do things and go after things in a way that more like a SOCOM model, if you will, right? Where, you know, you can do quick development and smaller deployments because you're not as large.
Well, I think this is a chance for DoD to do a reboot on something new, right?
Yes.
Don't use all your old, just because you're born out of something else doesn't mean you have to follow all of their processes and implement, you know, the stopgap that it takes to get an acquisition out the door. They have a chance to be able to do this quick, real quick. Let's just get this thing done and over with because our adversaries, they're not believing in long processes. They just want to get out there and win the race of space. So we have to kind of do the same. So,
yes.
So Greg, if I can bend your ear one more second. We talked about the national event December 11th and 12th, I think.
No, 12th and 13th. There are two events that go on associated with it. There's a golf tournament down there on the 10th, and then the T-minus 10-miler race that is actually Space Force putting that on down there is the day before.
So the 11th.
The 11th.
Okay. So it's a 10K?
Yes. No, it's a 10-miler. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like the Army 10-miler, the Space Force 10-miler.
Yep.
Nice.
T-minus
10-miler. They should have done 11. Should have done 11. Just one additional mile.
Or swap the two. Did golf on the 11th.
Yeah, there you go.
See, this is why they need us, Dennis.
They do. They need us. Hey, are there any other local events coming up, Greg, or something that, you know, other regional events? I'm not aware of any. I know that local event, they do a monthly happy hour, basically. But is there any other things coming up that you know of?
We are working with them with the budget they got coming out of GIN to see about what ought to be next. So it is in the planning stages, you know, not far enough along to share just yet. But, you know, I think what you'll see is we'll probably get through the end of the year before they do something else, you know, event-wise. But early next year, I think you can expect to see some sort of local event here in Colorado. But, you know, again, we have chapters all over the country that are doing things to...
I've been talking with the leadership as well, Dennis, and I think that maybe it's time we pull together the Smalls and SFA and do a networking event together.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I also know at Christmas time, usually it's the AFSEA, Space Force Association, Air Force Association, NDIA Christmas party. I'm sure that's in the books too, coming up again sometime in December. That's normally that event.
Yep, that is in the works, and we are a part of that. We've got a small group here that is helping to start get that planned out and executed on the day.
Nice.
Yeah, that's also a very nice event. So lots of opportunities. Again, if you're a small business, please, you know, look at the Space Force Association. That's, again, sfa.org. And then Greg provided his email contact. And if you want to know more, you can either reach out to us or just Google Space Force Association. Their website's very user-friendly and interactive, so highly encourage you to do that.
Well, and we're going to put all the show notes out there on this, and we will also be sending it out on our weekly distro, the linkage and all that kind of stuff, how to go. And I'm assuming you can sign up just to attend the conference as well.
Yeah, as I said, if a sponsorship package seems to be, a bit out of reach, please do think about just coming down and attending the event and being a part of it. It's, as I said, it's for everybody. It's the entire space community that we're reaching out to, and we consider all of you part of that.
Excellent. Any last questions, Dennis?
No, sir. Greg, thank you so much for being on today. I think, again, the timeliness of this is important. I think it's good we're getting the word out ahead of time. And I really appreciate all you guys are doing in the Space Force Association. And as a friend, Greg, I thank you for all that you do. And I look forward to seeing you again real soon.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the time and the opportunity. Always a great thing to work with the small business group here.
Yeah. And, Dennis, if you would have showed up like you were supposed to today, you could have seen him in person like I can.
You stood me up, man.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, Greg, once again, really appreciate you coming on. We'll get you all this information. We'll get this thing posted, and we'll get an extra 10,000 people or so down there for you guys.
Fantastic.
I'm sure that's what our community can muster. So.
Yeah, I'd love to see a strong Colorado presence down there.
Like I said, we're heard in 48 states now and 24 different countries. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Maybe we can get people.
And now that he mocked Elon Musk, maybe Elon will show up too.
He's part of space. He is space. He owns SpaceX. So, Elon, come on down. We'll have a cup of coffee. I'll buy.
Well, there you go. I think he might show up if you offer him something stronger than a cup of coffee. But
okay. With that being said, this is Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode. See you at the next episode.